Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Text Number 81, Prachinavari Rajarshi, Praja Sargavirakshane, Adishaputra Nagamat, Tapasya Kapila Sram, Translation Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. In the presence of his ministers, the saintly king, Prachinavari, left orders for his sons to protect the citizens. He then left home and went off to undergo austerities in a holy place known as Kapilasrama. Please repeat. In the presence of his ministers, the saintly king, Prachinavari, left orders for his sons to protect the citizens. He then left home and went off to undergo austerities in a place known as Kapilasrama. Purport. The word Prajasarga is very important in this verse. When the saintly king Prachinavari was induced by the great sage Narada Muni to leave home and take to devotional service of the Lord, his sons had not yet returned from their austerities in the water. However, he did not wait for them to return, but simply left a message to the effect that his sons were to protect the mass of citizens. According to Vera Raghava Acharya, such protection means organizing the citizens into specific divisions of four varnas and four ashramas. It was the responsibility of the royal order to see that the citizens were following the regulative principles of the four varnas, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, and the ashramas, namely Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. It is very difficult to rule citizens in a kingdom without organizing this Varnasrama Dharma. To rule the mass of citizens in a state and keep them in complete progressive order is not simply by passing laws every year in legislative assembly. The Varnasrama Dharma is essential in good government. One class of men, the Brahmins, must be intelligent and Brahminically qualified. Another class must be trained in administrative work, another in mercantile business, Vaishya, another simply in labor, Sudra. These four classes of men are only there according to nature. But it is the government duty to see that all four of these classes follow the principles of their varna methodically. This is called avirakshana, protection. It is significant that when Maharaj Prachinavari was convinced of the goal of life through the instructions of Narada, he did not wait even a moment to see his son's return, but left immediately. There were many things to be done upon the return of his sons, but he simply left them a message. He knew what his prime duty was. He simply left instructions for his sons and went off for the purpose of spiritual advancement. This is the system of Vedic culture. Sridhar Swami informs us that Kapilasrama is located at the confluence of Ganges in the Bay of Bengal, a place known as Ganga Sagar. This place is still famous as a place of pilgrimage, and many millions of people gather there every year on the day of Makara Sankranti and take bath. It is called Kapilasrama because Lord Kapila living there to perform his austerities and penances. Lord Kapila propounded Sankhya system of philosophy. Om Jnana Tumirandasya. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమైన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కథామయం దాతి స్వాంతదాంతకం జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత జగదాధార శ్రీ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ధర్మ సాక్షాత్ భగవత్ ప్రణీతం శ్లోక ఫ్రమ్ భాగవతం అజామిల్ ఉపాఖ్యానం దేర్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది బిజినెస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ అండ్ హౌ డిఫరెంట్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ షుడ్ వర్క్ in different ways, and there may be different human beings and they may be doing different works, still all they can move closer to their prime business in life. So this is called Daivi Varna from Dharma. So human life is a very rare and unique opportunity to attain the highest benefit, that is returning back home, back to Godhead. So the aim and purpose, goal of divine varnashrama dharma or Vedic varnashrama dharma is that how to attain love of God. So contrary to this Vedic advice, the modern society has neglected only this. Scriptures say the only business of human life is Brahma Jignasa, and the modern society, their only slogan is God is subjective, so it cannot be imposed on people. That means you can become an atheist and you can become a pantheist, you can become idolater, or you can worship man gods, anything you like. See, it's up to the people. Well, Vedic knowledge is simply how to know God and how to serve Him and attain Him. And the modern society has put this subject to everyone's imagination and whims. The result is chaos is the order of the day. Here in the purport, Prabhupada said that these four classes of people existing. When we talk about varna, asrama, dharma, that's to make a distinction between what is going on now and what was going on then. Is Asuri Varnasrama Dharma and Daivi Varnasrama Dharma. Asuri Varnasrama Dharma means people are already, there are working class, even now there is a working class, and there is an administrative class, and there is a mercantile class, and there is a teaching class, or educating class, like professors, pundits, teachers, scholars, scientists, they all profess some knowledge. Then the class is there. And then administration, that is also there. They topple one administration with the other, and then they also become very disillusioned. So every 5 years we have elections, and people throw out one government and bring in another government only to see that there is not much difference. The price is growing, the crime is growing, the accidents are growing, and everything is going bad, not improving. If the governance is there, but the standard of life of people are the the character of the people and the standard of life is not changing, then we can say whether the government is there or not, it doesn't make any difference. If the situation is like the government is not there, if the situation like we always have fear of terror, and we always crime going on, and corruption going on, and cheating going on. Actually, the government itself is a bunch of cheaters. And the professor class, they are also cheaters. The professors are cheaters in the sense knowingly or unknowingly. Knowingly means they know about Bhagavad Gita, about these things, but they interpret it in their own way. Even there are subjects like theology, philosophy, and things like that in the university. But nothing real is brought out. You know, in the university, when you talk of philosophy or theology, they are not searching for the truth, how everyone can come out with his version. The Bhagavad Gita is there, and people study Bhagavad Gita from many angles. And then they come out with their thesis, or they come out with their opinions. But Bhagavad Gita is not a book to study it like that. And the philosophy departments in the university, they all do this way. And then what is the use? And they only add to the confusion. So that is called cheating. Science is cheating, philosophy is cheating. In the science, they are trying to convince that matter is everything. They want to explain everything by materialistic principles, so that is cheating. And the government is cheating because they print currency. When people do strike, they print extra currency and circulate. That is cheating, because if the government has to provide people their necessities, they should increase the production, not increase the currency net circulation. Simply fooling. Similarly, they don't want to take this Bhagavad Gita and these things seriously. Because if they take these things seriously, they will be found that they are not qualified to be in their post. So they don't want to study it seriously. Either in the university or in government, nobody wants to take Bhagavad Gita seriously. They dispose it away. There are different scriptures, Bible, Quran, Gita. So we cannot introduce only Gita. Actually, on such discussions, because nowadays people don't want to actually accept truth. It's called cheating, untruthful people. So they don't want to accept truth. So they say, different religions are there. They have their faith in their scriptures. So we cannot. So Prabhupada said, why don't you make so many panels, you make so many committees, and why don't you appoint a committee to look into the common grounds of the scriptures? Why don't you appoint a committee which is presenting, which scripture is presenting the universal principles? But they don't want to get into this topic at all. So people are only concerned about their immediate sense gratification, their temporary comfortable life, and they are not bothered about next part. And Prabhupada said oftentimes, don't put this world like cats and dogs. Cats and dogs, they also eat, sleep, mate and die. And if human beings, they also eat, sleep, mate and die. That means their death is not any better than cats and dogs. So how not to die like cats and dogs? That means we have to inquire, we have to seriously study, we have to discuss. And he also told in Michigan Institute of Technology, you have 100,000 subjects in this world's largest university. Where is that department that studies the difference between a dead body and a living body. There is the department here. So many departments. And then there are so many specializations, super specializations. All concerned about body. But the body is important and valuable as long as the soul is there. If the soul is there, not there, does anyone care for the body? The body is important because the soul is there. If the soul is there, not there, what will do with the body? We burn it, we bury it, we throw it away to ulcers. So these are not very, very complicated philosophical issues. Simple, but people are so dull. They have lost so much by the life of sense gratification. They cannot understand the simple things, body and soul. And these people become people who cannot understand the difference of body and soul. If they become professors, what they will do? If they become leaders, what they will do? They will only promise you sense gratification. So that is all they know. That means there will be competition, there will be mental and physical illnesses, and people will become aimless, no meaning to their life. The simple example is given that people who keep goats or sheep, they feed them very nicely, but only to butcher them in the end. They take good care, but in the end they butcher them. So our education system is like that. How to take care of the body? So one day you just have to face death. No higher order of understanding. So the professors are cheating, the philosophers are cheating, the government is cheating, you name, these are all called the prominent people of the society. The scientists are cheating, the professors are cheating, the politicians are cheating, and the philosophers are cheating. Actually, there is no one to challenge them. So, this is called headless society. The head is there, but nothing inside the head. When we just live a life of sense gratification, and which is simply a stereotyped life, no understanding about things. So here, this King Prachinbari, when he had the association of Narada Muni, immediately you could understand the serious business of life. There is a story in Mahabharata. Do not procrastinate. It means Don't postpone things, especially for Diwali. We should not postpone things because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. It is said, we should work in the world in such a way as though you are going to live here forever. You should work in such a way as though you are going to live forever. But you should live in such a way that you may die today. Suppose you have to die today, what will you do? You will dispose all your belongings and you give up all your interests and you sit down to find out what is the business of life. If you die, then ask. So, nothing in this world is of any use and I have to die. So what I am supposed to know? How I am supposed to face death? So, you work in this world as you are going to live forever. Like one man, one very old man, about 90 years old, he is taking care of mango saplings. Mango, so just little plants, nicely making so that water can stay. And he's putting manure, and he's taking away the weeds, and he's watering it. And some young man, say like Madhu, this guy is so old, and with such interest he is taking care of the mango saplings. What is the use? So he went and asked him, you are already 90. Do you think you will live up to the time they give you the fruits? Of course not. The mango tree will take 8 years, 10 years to start giving fruits. 3 years at least. Then why you are taking so much care? You know, people are taking care like this and now from the trees I am getting mango fruits. Now I take care of this so that the future generations, they will get nice fruits. Common sense, because we are eating from what people have done and then we are getting the benefits. So we should also do something so that the coming generations, they will get some benefit. Not that only when I get benefit, I will work. If I don't get benefit, why should I work? So, that is not a good policy. Yes, now Bhagavad Gita, this sloka we were reading a few days back. Karma naive sansiddhi asita janakarya loka sangraha nevapi sampashan katumarati. Janakarya. People, kings like Janaka and like that, they worked all their life. Not that they have some desires to be fulfilled, not that they want to enjoy something. Loka sangraha mevapi, to set an example to others. Actually, why do we preach? Why do we preach? Prabhupada, we are in a spiritual ecstasy. If Prabhupada wanted to enjoy his life, the Prabhupada, he liked Vrindavan the most, the ideal place for Krishna bhajan. And he was so absorbed in bhajan. But why did he give up Vrindavan? Why did he give up his absorption? and went there and prayed. He wanted to collect money, or he wanted to make a name, or he wanted to become popular, or he wanted followers. Prabhupada wanted followers, so he went there and was preaching, or he wanted fame. Nothing, he did not want money. Because Nadanam, Nadanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Vagat, Vinsa, Kamaya, Mama Janma, Nijanma, Nisare, Bhavatam, Bhattam, Ayati, Kitu. A spiritual person is very much happy in himself. Because he is so much happy in himself, Paramukha Dukhi. Why other human beings? It is simple, sublime, joyful process. Simple, sublime. It's not that he practices bhakti, still he remains unsatisfied or characterless. He practices bhakti, simple bhakti, and then he becomes very satisfied. And he becomes a man of character. People have to look up to the devotees. That's in the ancient times. The kings were always looking up to the Brahmins and the devotees. The king can do anything he likes because he is in power. But they were not like that. They are always taking the good counsel of the Brahmins and the devotees. Because the goal of life is to become Brahmins and devotees. Why do we bow down to Brahmins? Why do we serve Vaishnavas? Because that is the perfection of life. I was telling in some place, a complete person means, a mature person means, who has no demands from outside. If you are a mature human being, you are not looking for anything from outside. Just you are happy in yourself. Isn't it? He's a mature person, he doesn't have to exploit others. He doesn't have to work hard to grab what belongs to others. On the other hand, whatever he has, he wants to distribute to others. His wealth, his knowledge, he wants to distribute to others. Like the activities of Brahmins, I mentioned six activities of Brahmins. Patana, patana, yajana, yajana, and like taking charity. Not that he is in need of charity, but to somebody has surplus, they will give charity to Brahmins, and this he will distribute to everybody. Then, and similarly, people don't know what is the, they don't know who they are, they don't know what are their responsibilities, they don't know what is their goal of life. Very pitiable thing, unfortunate thing. They don't know who they are. If somebody doesn't know who he is or who she is, you call them crazy people, no? Somebody asks you, who are you? I don't know. You cannot say I'm Indian, you cannot say I'm a man, you cannot say, you know, I'm an engineer. Sometimes there is a disease called amnesia. Amnesia means you forget everything. So people remember, where do you want to go? No. So this is exactly, you know, like the same question can be asked, right? Where are you going? People don't know the answer. But if you ask a devotee, I'm going back home, back to Godhead. Oh, that is your imagination, they say. Your imagination. Because all his life is full of imaginations, karmis, fiction. And the thing going back home, back to Godhead is also imagination. That, they cannot understand this philosophy. See, somewhere, where are you from? I am from Vaikuntha. What? People say like that. So it's unfortunate. People are educated. People are from so-called civilized, but does not know nothing. So here, we are seeing from the life of King Prachinabarhi, how Prachinabarhi was also like that. But when he got association with Narada Muni, then, now you see, previously was so attached. And now, after hearing to Narada Muni, he did not even want to wait till children come back and hand over to the kingdom. I don't know what will happen to me. I don't know when they will come back. And I don't know till the time they come back, what will happen to me. So he gave instructions to the ministers. Kindly, you people have educated me. Similarly, you also guide my sons who are going to come. And I am going away. People sometimes call it as escapism. Escapism. Suppose some PhD, some MBA, he wants to join Hare Krishna. So people say, you don't want to take any responsibilities. You have spent so many years of your life to get an MBA, after getting a doctorate, now you say, you don't have any responsibility in society, you don't want to work in life, you want to do it for your own salvation. People ask. Sir, you are not the caretaker of anyone. Everyone is maintained by Krishna. Whether we are there or not, it will not make any difference to the world. Mind your business. Mind your business. You don't know what to do and you want to go and help others. So-called NGOs. They don't know what they have to be doing. And they think they want to serve the society. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Varda Bhumulayala Manishya Jamma Janma Sardhaka Kari Kara Parapukara. As a human being, first you understand the business of life. And then you help others. So when a devotee abandons his MSc, MBA, B.Tech, he's abandoning a small job for a bigger role, for a wider activity. At one time, Prabhupada visited one house and There are four children in that family. The parents have four children. Prabhupada looked at him and said, say you have four children. You give one son to Krishna. You become completely upset. What will my son do if he becomes a devotee of God? He has to live his life by begging, going around and begging and going like that. So I don't want my son to become a devotee. My son will work so that he earns his own money. Not only that, if my son can earn more money, he can actually employ some people under him, give him employment. So, what is his proposal that I should give my son to, one son to God's purpose? Because people are so worldly, so materialistic. They don't understand. Is life about making money and eating? Is that the business of life? He said, my son should do that. He should make money, he should live, and then we can help others also. That's why the Brahminical class is considered intellectual. All people cannot understand the distinction between body and soul. The Sudras cannot understand. Actually, in the present society, we say it is Asri Varnasana Dharma. Asri Varnasana Dharma means now also there are people who are in the administration, there are people who are in the business, there are people who are in the teaching profession and their labor class, but all their interest is on the body. The professors are talking about how to take good care of the body. The administration is talking about how to provide the necessities of the body. The business people are multiplying all the sense gratificatory items. The business people are supposed to actually do agriculture and protect the crops. Not that they have to develop all the sense gratification things. Already people are having sense gratification, and mislead them by making too many things. No, people don't know what to buy. You go into the market, everything is 100 varieties. You become puzzled. Yesterday we had a meeting for Radha Yatra. We have to make the menu. And we have to make for the visiting devotees, we have to pack some sweets, gift. They have come to Radha Yatra. So this is a little token gift. So, and then he's listing so many things, what do you want from the menu? And he's telling so many sweets, items, and what three things you want to select. And then even another guy came. We were supposed to select some t-shirt. That is a gift. A sweet box with t-shirt to everybody. Will come. We are going to give to everybody. So, t-shirt wala came. He brought big stack of many, many colors. Many, many colors. And then many, many textures. And I became confused. It took half an hour. Why not this? Why not that? Why this? That? Sunday program. All right. So, this is our life. Our time is taken away. Our time is taken away just getting into this kind of things. Where is the time to get deeper into the business of life? So, our philosophy is simple living, high thinking. Just don't bother about all that. Just to keep your body and soul together. Whatever, without much endeavor, whatever comes, be satisfied with that. And you spare your time. Similarly, whatever money you have, don't waste it. Make it simple. And remaining money you can use it for the service of the public, for the service of the society. So you can save your time, you can save your money. So all this is very much missing in modern society, because there are no persons like Narada Muni. Whenever there is a person like Narada Muni, you see that people gather around him, wherever his conduits abuse it, and then people come around and slowly their lives change. So the point is that there should be more devotees to take care of the world. So M-Techs and MBAs should join. So Prabhupada asked, why don't you give your own son? Why don't you give your own son to the mission? You have four sons. Just to take care of your old age, how many children you need? What they can do actually in your old age? Just one son can do. But Prabhupada still, he said, we keep three sons and give one son. And he says, that also, what is you if your son becomes a sannyasi, a devotee? So people who actually understand that we take birth and die. So if you don't have the philosophy of life, we are no better than animals. The animals have no philosophy. Eat, sleep and live. With all our universities, with all our big governments, with all our so much wealth and all that, what they are doing, zero, nothing is there. Lastly, Prabhupada said, because people accuse us that we are beggars, and Prabhupada, he retaliated by making M-Techs and MBAs and that, you are making them beggars. Because they cannot live on their own, they have to go to some place, you engage me, like beggars. They cannot have their own activity. Brahmins are independent, and Kshatriyas are independent, and Vaishyas are independent, only Sudras are dependent. So all this university education, they are all making beggars. Everywhere you go, please give me employment, please give me employment to serve. So, actually, they are making beggars. But a devotee is, you depend on Krishna. And then, according to your nature, be a Brahmin, or be a Vaishya, or be an administrator. And the moment you fall into Krishna's plan, Krishna will take good care of you. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasana Bhagavatam ki, Sri Ramana Bhagavatam ki.